USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 again. His positive test result happened 3 days after he tested negative for the virus on Tuesday and Wednesday. The White House says it is a rare rebound case following treatment with an antiviral drug. White House physician Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. Some residents have returned to their homes in eastern Kentucky to begin the cleanup after floods devastated the region. Rachel Patton tells Sky News what it was like to escape danger.
We had to swim out, and it was cold. It was over my head, so yeah.
At least 25 people, including 4 children, have died. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the number of fatalities would likely go up. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
More than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war were killed and another 75 were wounded in an attack in a separatist-controlled area of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the deaths of the POWs. According to Ukrainian officials, the Kremlin launched nighttime attacks. The International Red Cross is asking to visit the prison to ensure that the wounded have proper treatment. Free Speech Systems, the company owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, filed for bankruptcy on Friday. Details about the actual bankruptcy were not immediately available, but his attorney says it will not disrupt his trial in Austin, Texas, which just wrapped up his first week of testimony. The family of one of the children killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting back in 2012, they went to court to force Jones to pay them $150 million for defamation. Wall Street closed out Friday and July with its best month since November 2020. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of our nation's capital, Muriel Bowser, wants the D.C. National Guard to be activated indefinitely.
Bowser's request comes as more than 150 buses from Arizona and Texas have brought more than 5,000 migrants to Washington, D.C. in the past 3 months.
We think they're largely asylum seekers who are going to final destinations that are not Washington, D.C., but I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
Bowser's request has so far gone unanswered, according to reports. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill would prohibit the procedure from the time an egg is fertilized. There is an exception for cases of rape or incest if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. In either situation, a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required. The legislation now moves to the State House for public testimony and possible amendments before the piece of legislation is sent back to the Senate. For news anytime, go to our website, usaradio.com. Also find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.